Hello, my name is Kennedy Sam, and you're listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU. On this program, we sit down with creatives and community leaders making an impact in our artistic and cultural sector. To our KWBU family, we missed you all last month, and we're so glad to be back on air via Zoom, recording live from our closets, to bring you these updates. Today, we are sitting down with two familiar voices, Katie Selman and Jacob Green, the duo behind Keep Waco Loud. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, Keep Waco Loud already amassed a strong online presence. However, like many other musicians, performers, and creatives, they've also had to pivot their programming online. Later, we'll hear about their transition online and learn more about how other local performers are adapting during these times. But first, I'd like to welcome Fiona Bond, our executive director at Creative Waco, to join me in introducing the new online marketplace, Make It in Waco. Hey, Fiona, how are you today?
I'm great, Kennedy. Thanks so much for organizing this and doing all the technological tricks to make this happen.
It's been a busy couple of weeks for the Creative Waco team. So we recently launched the Make It in Waco online platform. Can you give a quick overview of what Make It in Waco is and the story behind its creation?
Absolutely. So Make It in Waco is an online marketplace. And really, we had not intended to create a fully fledged online marketplace at this point in the life of Creative Waco. However, when the corona pandemic hit, we realized very quickly that this was having a really devastating effect on all of the organizations, artists, performers, nonprofits, and for-profit companies that we serve. Our goal as an organization is to grow the creative sector, the arts sector in Waco. And that is incredibly difficult to do if you can't have exhibitions, performances, retail, you know, all those things that are the regular revenue stream for all these organizations and individuals dried up overnight. And it was really scary. This is a fragile emerging sector in our community. And it's one that we really highly value as a major part of the emerging story of what Waco is becoming. We don't want to lose that. And so as a team, we consulted with as many people as we could, tried to find out what were the scariest elements of this new configuration and situation that people were finding themselves in. And then what could we do as an organization to eliminate some of the barriers to taking some of that fabulousness online. So Make It in Waco is basically, you know, if I were to describe it in a few words, it's an Etsy style platform where people can find products, services, performances, and experiences from creative people in Waco. And we use the broadest possible definition of creative. The other component of this that I think is just absolutely amazing the way this came together is Jeffrey Cannon, who was the web designer that created our zoo sculpture online platform, the interactive map for the sculpture zoo. We had literally just kind of closed out that project right before spring break. And we knew we wanted to work with him again. He was so great to work with on that project. And so when we realized that we probably wanted to take our cultural district and our cultural offerings for Waco online, we had a conversation with him. And he literally said to me, oh, I have this platform I've been thinking about creating and using. I would love a chance to test it. Maybe this is the opportunity, at which point we as a team said, yes, I think this is your opportunity and let's see if we can make this work. And so he put essentially what was a 3-month design project, condensed it into 3 weeks, which I think is extraordinary and a testament to Jeffrey Cannon's expertise. He's an amazing guy. And then the fact that within the first week, we have now got 60 vendors on there is absolutely extraordinary.
As we have been working from home these last few weeks, we've had all hands on deck to get this platform up and running. And the support we have received from the community has been so uplifting. As you mentioned, Make It in Waco is an Etsy-style online marketplace. Can you give some examples on the type of products that can be found on this platform?
Yeah, it's Etsy-style. So anyone who has bought or sold on Etsy will be familiar with the format for sure. Well, I'd kind of challenge you, what can't you find? Happily, it represents a real breadth of creative expertise in our community. Everything from my friend Destiny, who has her own makeup line that she makes herself out of products that she knows are going to be beneficial to skin and look amazing. I've tried those products. They're great. I'm going to give a plug for her. Through to, of course, you know, paintings, craft, everything from painted rocks to jewelry. But then also classes, acting classes, music classes, experiences. You can get your kids immersed in activities through this site. And then also streamable experiences. So Keep Waco Loud, who we have on later in the program, they've been doing some really fantastic experimenting with live events, live music, also recorded or semi-recorded experiences. And then I know Brazzers Theatre Group, Civic Theatre, lots of our performers have started putting really cool performance-based stuff on there as well. So you can really find the breadth of Waco's talent on there, all different art forms, and actually things that we don't normally consider as being art forms too, like health and beauty products. We say anything that has an intellectual property component or a creative component that is from Waco can be on there. So that really gives scope for the imagination.
So the name Make It in Waco has two meanings. Not only are the products, goods, and services made here in Waco, but we also want people to succeed in making it in Waco. What is the importance of having all of the items exclusively being made in Waco?
Well, we know already that there are a lot of people in Waco that are big champions for Waco, that want to support stuff that is coming from our community, that really believe in the growth of Waco and the trajectory that it's on right now, know that it is something that is formed from a lot of commitment from many different parts of our community. One of the things I love about Make It in Waco is it has so many different community partners that came together to help make it happen and to help promote it. So, you know, we have, for example, Kieran Sistrunk, White Elephant, and Cultivate 712 galleries all had an active input on the, you know, the visual arts and craft side. Keep Waco Loud and Onichan Productions and, you know, many of our music entities all came together to kind of speak into the music side of it. So when we talk about making it in Waco, we talk about the stakeholders, the people that we know are committed to people making it here. We want part of the message of this website to be not just, hey, you can shop and do good, and that's great, who doesn't love that? But also we want our artists and creatives to know we've prioritized you being able to make it through this situation. You are important to our future economy. You're important to building a destination. When we think about how we want the economic trajectory of Waco to take off on the other side of this, we think our artists and creatives are an absolutely essential component of that. They are going to be the ones that give Waco this kind of this route into becoming a destination that people really want to come to when they're still fearful about going to big cities. Waco is in the absolute perfect position to recover more rapidly and more successfully than other communities. And it's our artists, our performers, our creatives, those who bring their own special flavor to our community, who will make that happen.
Yes, so as you just mentioned, that Make It in Waco not only will have a big role in making sure these businesses are able to survive the current times, but once the businesses begin to reopen their storefronts or resume normal operations, how do you believe Make It in Waco will still be a helpful resource to our community?
I'm really hoping this will be an ongoing piece of magic and tool in the kit for our community. Having an online site, a marketplace, allows creative people to experiment with new products in front of a market that already cares about what they do. So we're hoping that for artists, for craftspeople, for people that maybe have ideas that they're not quite sure if those things will sell or not, can experiment and can go on using it as an experimental platform, building a base, building awareness about new things that they're doing, inviting people to have an appreciation for the breadth of things that individual artists can do, and kind of test driving ideas just to see if they'll work on a wider platform. So it's kind of, it's almost like testing a recipe with your family before you try it in the restaurant. It's that kind of idea. This is a family. This is the family of people who love creativity in Waco. Try it out on this platform. If it works, great, get feedback. You know, these are people that we can easily access. So we think it will actually be a really innovative tool in the kit for anyone who is interested in maybe taking their products or ideas onto a bigger platform, but they can test it on Make It in Waco first. It costs nothing to do. It's already in front of an audience that cares about the local scene. And is really accessible, and so it should be a great way that people can try out new ideas.
The slogan for Make It in Waco is shop and do good. We've talked in depth about the shop part, but can you share some details about the do good factor that comes, that the platform supports?
Absolutely. So 15% of most transactions, not all transactions, so anything which is a gift, a charitable gift to a nonprofit, or is a gift card, does not have the 15% taken from it. But every other transaction, 15% of that goes into a fund to help support artists, creatives, businesses who need a little bit of investment to change, to pivot, to gain the skills that they are going to need to be successful selling online. So for example, that might be you need a piece of equipment, like you might need a special piece of recording equipment if you're a musician or an actor, or perhaps you need a special piece of photography equipment or a class on how to photograph your products successfully if you are a craft maker or an artist. So these are like mini grants available to help people be successful, pivoting, changing what they do so that going forward, they're going to be able to be successful in a very changed environment.
As we wrap it up, can you please share with our listeners where they can shop all of the amazing products and vendors listed on Make It in Waco?
Absolutely. So makeitinwaco.com is where to go. Super easy to remember. Makeitinwaco.com. Check it out. It is so fun to look at. It's really, it just makes my heart happy every time I see the site, because there are new people that come on literally every day. And then as things sell, people place more stuff on there. It's there are some really gorgeous items, and it ranges from like a dollar or a couple of dollars right the way through to about 2,000. So there is literally something for every budget there too.
Thank you, Fiona, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kennedy. It's a pleasure to be here as always.
Shop handmade, original goods, and more created right here in Waco and McLennan County at makeitinwaco.com. Find more content based on this episode on creativewaco.org/blog.
Conversation is to the arts what oxygen is to fire. It's a critical element. For the arts to flourish, we have to talk about them. From things that are happening on the local scene to the trends and issues in the broader art world, it all fills out the picture of what the arts do for us and what they do for our society. Join me Monday as we look at art and think about how it can enrich our lives.
David Smith, host, David and Art, Mondays during Morning Edition and All Things Considered on KWBU-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU, and I'm your host, Kennedy Sam. On today's episode, we are sitting down with Katie Selman and Jacob Green from Keep Waco Loud. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great. How are you doing?
Hey, Kennedy.
For those who may not be familiar with Keep Waco Loud and all that you do, can you give some background information on what Keep Waco Loud is and some of the things the organization is involved with?
Yeah, absolutely. So we launched almost exactly a year ago, and the birth of Keep Waco Loud came from our desire to show Waco all of the diverse musical and comedy talent that is here in the city. And, you know, 1 year later, it feels like we accomplished that mission. I feel like we no longer are trying to tell people, hey, this thing exists. I think that, you know, it's well known at this point. And what is really imperative to us now as Keep Waco Loud experiences this kind of pause in live performances is to continue that momentum, because we don't want that to inhibit the growth of the scene.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic that put a lot of face-to-face contact on hold, the organization had already amassed a strong following and online presence on social media. How has your programming as a music organization been impacted?
Well, it was basically instant. We had planned a very large show for at Brotherwell. We were bringing in bands from all over the world, and it was going to catapult us into South by Southwest. And that kind of was like the apex, we felt like, of what we were working on and hard working on. And that came to a screeching halt almost instantly.
Yeah, and I think at first, just like everybody else, we were a little in shock, having to digest, you know, what was going on in the world. And we came to a point where we were like, you know, we've got to do something. We can't just sit here. So I think that started our wanting to continue our open mics and giving our artists a platform, because we were talking to Terry, who is the host, Terry Blues, of our open mic, and it felt like we were missing a part of us, you know, because Monday was something that was this constant thing that we had at Classy Glass, our open mic, and we wanted to continue that.
Yeah, open mic was just our foundation, really. In all reality, it's where we got to, you know, rub elbows with all the talent in Waco, the diverse talent in Waco that we had never met, and it was kind of like a signal, the bat signal. To these musicians and artists and poets, and they just say, hey, what you got? Come show it on the stage. And it's funny, we used to say, Katie used to say, what was your catchphrase you used to say about open mic?
Oh yeah, I was like, I would literally say, hey guys, we're, you know, here at open mic every Monday night for the rest of our lives. Cause it was, you know, it was an every Monday night thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, just kidding.
It took
a pandemic to shut us down.
Yes. Open mic night at Classy Glass is a downtown staple for Monday night events. What, if any, learning curves have you had to overcome as you take programs like open mic night that's usually held at Classy Glass online?
Well, the easiest thing to say is being able to compile all of the different artists into one hour plus segment, whereas like at Classy Glass, all you have to do is walk up to the mic and go plug in your music or, you know, whatever your medium is. Whereas with open mic, you literally have to cut and paste performances and like insert live streaming into all in one platform. And Rogue Media, Mike Hamilton, our producer, he has been a huge part of that. He made this all go, and he was the one who really pushed us and said, I think we can do this. You know, we didn't want to put out anything that wouldn't put the artists in a good light. We didn't want to put out anything that just wasn't a good production, and he hit a home run. He's been doing this for a lot of different organizations. even did it for the Brazos Theater, the improv performances that are all individual live streams in a Zoom meeting. It's really fun. He's able to get, you know, five or six people all streaming at the same time, and there's an improv show. So it's really cool how I think we're all going to be different after this. The entertainment industry is going to be forever changed.
People have really had to get creative right now to adapt to these changes, but also this has been such an awesome opportunity in showcasing just how much talent we have right here in our own community.
For sure, and artists also have been taking it upon themselves. I mean, all of their gigs have been canceled. So they are starting to do live streams from their living room, famous artists, small-time artists, local artists, Thomas Chorba. He's been doing Live with Thomas on Wednesdays, and he has a tip jar where you can tip him via Venmo. So I highly recommend, if you see an artist, especially a local artist, who relies on those gigs every weekend and they have a tip jar, tip them $5 if you've got it, you know?
Take care of them, because I think we've all learned in this environment that we're in now, it is entertainment that is getting us through it more so than anything.
For sure. And the artists are the brand of the city. And I just, it's very uplifting and really helps me get through this to know that we're all in this together. And Fiona and Creative Waco has been doing the Make It in Waco, which is, I think, an amazing platform for the musicians. Even Rogue Media, they put in heavily discounted ads that you can buy on Make It in Waco, so that if your business is struggling, I think I saw something for like $15, you could get an ad. So, I mean, it's just everybody coming together and getting through this together.
You guys mentioned some of this earlier, but as an organization that works closely with local musicians and performers, what have been some of the struggles that our local music scene is experiencing right now, other than just canceled gigs?
Well, a lot of musicians and artists, you know, their day job is not music or making art. That helps them pay the bills, but they're also, these are waiters, these are bartenders, these are people who have day jobs that either have been significantly cut in hours, maybe they're only working 20 hours a week instead of 40, or maybe they've lost their work altogether. So I think that being able to help these artists compensate by letting them sell their artwork, letting them sell their music, or tipping them is a really big way to be able to help them financially get through this.
Yeah, I think I saw something the other day about, you know, looking for the things that you care about right now and what you want to see in the future, and focusing on making sure that those things are being sought to, so they will exist in the future. And art, I believe, is one of those things that we should all be kind of rallying behind, not just art, obviously, but art is one of those things we need to be focusing on.
Today, it seems like everything we used to enjoy on the weekends or after work is now a luxury. How do you think the music and entertainment scene will look once these restrictions are lifted and we can safely gather again? Do you think people will reflect on this time when there was no in-person entertainment and choose to go out more, or what do you think will happen?
In a perfect world, in my bright, shiny, rainbow, perfect world, I would love to see the world all be on one combined spring break eventually, where we're all just celebrating music and being out and eating out and just like being in a thriving social world. While that probably isn't a reality, I would love for all of the venues, all of the restaurants here in Waco that are still, especially the ones that allow live music, to have their doors still be open and still allow the music and the art to happen.
And in what way that's going to look, you know, I just don't know. I don't know how it's going to look like that. But
I'm hopeful.
I am very hopeful, and I want it to look like that too.
In the meantime, how has your organization been able to utilize Make It in Waco? And how do you believe other artists, musicians, or performers can use the platform to support their work during this time?
One thing that I think is great for Make It in Waco is we've been able to reach out to the organizations that mean a lot to us, like the Brazos Theater, Rogue Media, our friends at Rabbit Hole Studios and other local bands and say, look, this is a resource that is free to use and could really, really help not only other creatives, because the more content that's on the website, the more people it'll draw to the website. And I think that it's just the beginning for Make It in Waco. I think this is going to be a platform that is going to last far beyond this situation. I think it's going to be a textbook on how to handle a disaster in a small town and keep your arts community thriving. I think it's such a great resource, and we thank y'all so much for doing it.
Yeah, it's very interesting because someone sent us a message saying that they create beats and they would like to post them on for sale at a very discounted price because they know that artists are creating right now, but they might not have the funds. So it's been very interesting seeing how not only how the community has rallied around each other with the small businesses and supporting takeout, but how artists are looking out for other artists during this time as well.
I'm so excited to hear that because I really wanted that to happen. I would love for like producers to put their like, hey, like here are some beats that you can use, or I'll offer some mixing at a very discounted price. You know, you record at home, you send me your music and I'll make it sound studio quality. And those are things that I want to see on Make It in Waco. I want to see individuals coming together and just helping each other thrive.
Outside of Make It in Waco, can you guys give a few tips on how our community can support artists, musicians, and other performers during this time?
Sure. Well, the easiest, cheapest, free thing that you can always do to help an artist is to share their work. If you have a friend or a musician who is going live and you might not have the time or the money to tip them, share it. You know, tell your friends to tune in. We start watch parties all the time for our friends' videos, because when you start a watch party on Facebook, it goes to all of your friends who may not be followers of those people. So whenever my friend, our friend Terry Blues, goes live on Tuesdays with Bluesville, we share it. And then that way everybody else can see it as well.
And those musicians that have their work up on various streamable platforms, go give several dozen listens to them. Just put the song on repeat, set it down, walk away, come back. That goes a long way. If everyone does that, that increases their listens, that increases their, you know, it changes the algorithms. It does a lot of really great things for an artist that put their heart and soul into the music.
Absolutely. It'll help get them gigs whenever gigs start happening again. Whenever an artist reaches out to a venue, a lot of times they send them their Spotify and say, this is how many listens I have. It just increases their resume. So it's those are just easy, free ways that you can support. Other ways are, look at different types of fundraisers like the one Sendero had. Sendero, they had a huge fundraiser where they were doing merch and they had a live streaming and donations. And not only could you get a cool limited edition t-shirt out of it, but you supported 40 local businesses and the musicians as well. So those are, you know, different things that you can do that can make a huge impact over, you know, a short period of time.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Katie and Jacob, for braving the closet space or wherever you guys are to sit down and talk with us. And we appreciate it.
We always love coming on and talking to you, Kennedy.
Yeah, and we, as always, we're so thankful for everything that you and Fiona and everybody else does at Creative Waco.
And KWB as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Giving everybody in this town a voice and just making Waco better and helping everybody make it in Waco.
This conversation will be posted on kwbu.org. You can also visit creativewaco.org/blog for content related to this episode. Catch the next episode on Friday, May 29th for more deep dives into local arts and culture. In the meantime, we hope you all stay healthy and are able to support our small businesses and local creatives during this time. This has been Conversations with Creative Waco on KWBU. I'm your host, Kennedy Sam. Thanks for tuning in.